I want to assure you that it is absolutely as spiritual to sit in a chair as it is to sit on the floor. Hi, this is Susan Piver. Welcome to the Ask Susan podcast, where I get to answer your questions about meditation practice. Today we have a question, totally straight ahead, very practical. What should I do when my foot falls asleep? So let's go.
Hi, Susan. It's Marcia here. I like to sit on the floor when I'm meditating, but if I try and do any more than 10 minutes, my feet go dead. What is the answer to this? Does it get better with practice? Should I be sitting up on a higher cushion? Do I just have to accept that this is how it is? And if I don't want dead feet, then I should sit on a chair. I'd love to know your thoughts. Thank you.
Thank you, Marcia. Thank you for this question. And you suggested the following solutions yourself. Does this get better with practice? Should I sit on a higher cushion? Do I just accept this? Or should I move to a chair? And the answer, as you might guess, is yes. It does get better with practice. Your body acclimates to the position, and it can take a while to get used to it. And often people notice that one foot falls asleep more than the other, or their knee starts to hurt, or their back. Very natural that as we adapt to this new posture, our body needs a little time to get used to it. So absolutely, with time, these sorts of things usually sort of go away on their own. However, you may be sitting on a cushion that is not the right height for you, as you suggest. You might need to sit on something higher. You might need to sit on something lower. It can actually take time when you start a meditation practice to discover the best way for you to sit. So experiment. Put a cushion under your cushion. See how that feels. Maybe you're sitting on something round and you need to sit on something rectangular. When you enter the world of meditation cushions, you see, oh, there's billions of kinds. Some have buckwheat in them. Some are filled with foam. And, you know, you don't have to spend $1 billion and get a giant collection of meditation cushions. But first, try to establish the right height for yourself. And then find a meditation cushion that is that height. Or you might just need to move to a chair. I hate to say need. I think that's how you said it in the question, because it implies some sort of spiritual failure. And I want to assure you that it is absolutely as spiritual to sit in a chair as it is to sit on the floor. If we force ourselves to sit in a position that is perpetually uncomfortable, our meditation is no longer about finding our breath, resting attention on it, and allowing our consciousness to sort of rest. Rather, our meditation becomes about the fact that our foot hurts or our knee hurts, and it can just be, more than anything, kind of irritating. So do what you need to do in the short term to give your body the comfort it needs to meditate, and in the long term, try to establish the seat that is right for you overall, whether it's a cushion on the floor at a particular height or a chair. And I do want to add, for people who may be listening that have back problems or neck problems or have had surgeries or just structural difficulties, please, please don't force yourself to sit the way you think meditators are supposed to sit. If you have chronic pain or you just had surgery and you need to meditate lying down, please do. The preferred posture is sitting up. However, the preferred posture is not to be in pain and not to torture yourself. So find the position that is best for you. Know, without doubt, your body will acclimate over time, and allow yourself to find the posture that is really right for you. So I thank you very much for that question. And if you have a question about your meditation practice, please go to my website, click on the Ask Susan podcast icon, and you'll be able to record your question for me. I really look forward to hearing it. And if you want to learn to meditate, please sign up for the Open Heart Project, also on my website. It's free, and you get a 10-minute guided meditation instructional video once a week. Thank you. I look forward to practicing with you.